just going to go out every day and learn what I can and just take what the older guy can show me and just listen to coach and do my best.
Who are the older guys that you kind of learn from, watch, and what are they teaching you?
I mean, honestly, you watch guys like J.J. Watt. You know, he knows most of the defense, and, you know, he does a great job at doing what he needs to do. And I just try to emulate that. You know I'll never be J.J. Watt. You know, he's like 300 pounds. So, you know, I just do my best to, you know, just emulate him, you know, just do my job because he does his. And, you know, I still got catching up to do, you know, since I'm new, and just do my best.
You feel like you're a better football player already just in the short time you've been here, just with the way you're getting coached up?
I mean, yeah, you know, just being a football player in general, and I try my best just to do better every day. And, you know, my coaches, my teammates push me to be that. So, yeah, I think I am a better football player every day.
What's it like playing for Romeo?
He's a cool guy. You know, he's serious about his defense, and, you know, he's serious about coaching and guys learning it, you know, and he pushes us hard, you know, even as rookies. He's expect us to, you know, come in thinking that though we're starters, you know. So he wants us to know everything, and I just do my best to try to get that, you know, not make him upset.
Has Jarrell, like, helped knowing the system coming from Kansas City, having played for him? Does that help you in terms of learning that scheme?
I think it does. You have a guy in front of you that has played in the scheme and that knows what he's doing. So, you know, when I'm out, you know, sitting out on the sideline watching him, you know, I try to do my best to do exactly what he does. You know, if we go back over a play, you know, just copy what he does and, you know, learn it myself, and then hopefully I do well.
Romeo told us that you have to command a double team. So what is life like that, doing that every play, every down, and what do you like about that assignment?
I mean, it's my job, so, you know, I don't mind it. You know, I've been in the 3-4 defense, but, you know, coach wants us to command a double team. It's important to the defense, so, you know, I'm still learning it. I'm not perfect at it. You know, I'm still making mistakes, but as I make those mistakes, I'm learning for them. I'm just trying to be a better player.
I understand you're in shorts and right now, but do you have some sense of how physical it will be doing that down in, down out,
I think so. You know, I haven't actually played in a real game yet, but, you know, it's pretty physical enough at practice where, you know, the other guy on the team might just try to knock you out. So, you know, I think I'll be ready for it, but, you know, I just got to keep doing my thing in practice.
There's pressure in that position too, though, knowing you got to free up your linebackers. You got to free up guys like J.J. Watt, right?
Yeah, you have to, you know, be that guy in the middle. It's important. I have to, you know, stay on double teams and make sure my linebacker goes free. And do my best at doing it. You know, it's important to the defense, so, you know, I want to be important.
How much has Coach Kolar pushed you? I know that he's definitely one of the better defensive line coaches in the NFL. How much has he helped you technique-wise getting ready for training camp?
I think he helps a lot. You know, he gets frustrated with us rookies sometimes, you know, because, like I said, they expect us to think like starters and, you know, go out and know it, and I think that helps us at the same time because, you know, we have to – it's important to be a nose tackle in this defense. You got to take on these double teams. So it helps a lot with him, you know, coming at me, telling me I need to do this and do that. He's a great coach.
How is this transition to being a professional pro athlete now and the responsibilities that come with that? I know you shut your Twitter down and all that stuff.
You just have to focus on a lot of stuff. You know, I focus more on the playbook, you know, calls. You know, I study my playbook more than I did in college because you don't have to worry about, you know, homework and stuff like that. And, you know, before you go to bed, you have to look over everything. It's like a 24/7 job. You eat, sleep, and think football. So that's what I try to do.
Not as glamorous, huh?
I mean, it is what it is.